From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. The Board of Fisheries is considering a proposal by four fishermen looking to open a squid fishery in southeast Alaska. The Juneau Empire reports that four fishermen say warmer waters in Alaska have brought plenty of squid, making it possible to begin catching and marketing them. Department of Fish and Game Regional Coordinator Carla Bush said in a Thursday phone interview that the four fishermen already have commissioner's permits that allow them to test a market squid fishery in southeast Alaska. One permit was issued in 2014, and three more permits were issued this year. The four fishermen have yet to find a density of squid worth fishing. The board will discuss the proposal at their meeting on January 11th through 23rd in Sitka. Taxes on wholesale marijuana are frustrating Alaska cannabis growers. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports some Alaska growers are calling for reform as the cannabis supply in the state increases and wholesale prices decline. The drop in wholesale prices is good for consumers because the retail price of marijuana is also dropping. But some retailers say prices in general have gone from $20 or more per gram to about $18 per gram. The tax on marijuana sold to retailers by the growers remains $50 per ounce. That's $800 per pound for marijuana bud and $260 per pound for the rest of the plant. Alaska Marijuana Industry Association spokesman Carrie Kerrigan says the association is discussing the tax, but association leaders want to see the state tax tied to market conditions. Every year, hundreds of students from around the state gather in Anchorage in April for the Native Youth Olympics, but Juneau hasn't sent a team in more than 30 years. Now, a local athlete is working to change that. Kyle Worrell is the coach and leader behind Juneau's Native Youth Olympics team.
The long-term goal is to introduce Native Youth Olympics as a sport in the high school at the same level as any other sport, where students can take part in this year after year, and they can travel to state regionals just like other events.
Since the fall, he's been visiting Juneau's high schools and recruiting students. About a dozen of them practice twice a week at each school. The games began in 1972 and are open to all high school students. They test skills that were key to survival for Alaska Natives. Many events reflect subsistence hunting practices. Tryouts for the team are March 30th and 31st. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is sponsoring the team, but Worrell said they will also need to fundraise in order to get to Anchorage. And looking at weather today, partly sunny this afternoon with a high near 34. Tonight, some fog and mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 22. And that's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.